News.
Now the classic serial in the second part of The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper. Henry Wharton, a young British soldier, has been captured by American forces whilst wearing a disguise in no man's land. He must stand trial as a spy, and if found guilty, he will hang. Meanwhile, Harvey Birch, a local peddler and convicted British spy, awaits a very similar fate.
The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper, dramatised by DJ Britton.
Time to get ready, Birch. Scaffold's almost up. Captain Lawton sent for a preacher. Says you're to have a clean shirt. Can't hang a man unprepared, eh? Butch? What the hell? God damn it! Sound the alarm! Sound the alarm! Prisoner gone! Harvey Birch has escaped!
Wharton, Captain, Major Dunwoody's here.
Thank you, Caesar. Show him in.
Yes, and you better bring some coffee.
Going in,
sir. Peyton, you look shattered.
Yes, I've come through the night from headquarters.
Sit down, Peyton, sit down.
No, sir, thank you. I should stand.
Peyton, what is it? What's the news?
Henry, I'm so sorry. I did my best. My orders are to escort you personally to American headquarters, where you're to stand trial.
On what charge?
Using a forged signature of General Washington and going in disguise for the purposes of espionage.
I see.
But Henry's not a spy. He holds the king's commission. He's a uniformed officer.
Yes, but unfortunately not in uniform at the moment of his arrest. The general staff seemed determined to stick to the rule, but I couldn't budge them.
You're in a difficult position, Peyton. We know that.
But, Henry, your motives were honorable.
Then that's what we'll show the court. Don't worry, Father. I'll have my say.
Yes, and I'll do my best to put the case in your defense, though my efforts so far feel rather feeble. I should like to tell Frances myself. Is she here?
She is, yes. But, Peyton, she made it clear she doesn't want to see you.
What? I don't understand.
Peyton, why don't you go and look for her? If there's something wrong, you must talk.
Yes, I'll do that. Will you excuse me?
Of course.
Henry, we must be ready to leave in an hour.
Oh, my boy. Oh, my boy, you should never have come.
Hush, Father. I'm not lost yet. Now, listen to me. Whatever happens, you must keep yourself and my sisters from being tainted by my arrest. Do you understand?
Yes.
Francis and Sarah must have a future. There must be a life for them after the war.
I thought Francis's future would be with Peyton. Oh, what's happening?
We'll take the head of the valley. Birch will probably try to get through the pass.
How the devil did he escape? He
pushed his way through the roof of the hut, sir.
Must have the strength of three men.
He won't get far in leg irons. Why in God's name didn't someone hear him?
Must have made his break while the Skinners were still here with all the noise.
Parties of six, on foot, up into the woods. Remember, like all spies, he's under sentence of death. You may shoot on sight.
Francis. Francis, please.
Go away.
I don't understand.
Is Henry safe?
No, I wasn't able to persuade my superiors. He must stand trial.
But you said you would stop
it. I said I would try. Francis, what is this?
Well, clearly your word means nothing, as I've already learnt. You said I was your one love. That wasn't true, was it? Someone else has a prior claim on you.
What? No, that's nonsense.
Well, go away, Peyton. Complete your duty, then leave. I assume you have at least secured Colonel Wellmere's parole?
Yes.
Then at least Sarah will be happy.
Francis, please, this is madness. I love you. Only you. You can't just throw away everything we have together, everything we've planned.
You think this doesn't hurt me? Good Lord, Peyton, I meant every word I ever said to you, every pledge I've ever made.
And you think I didn't?
All too clearly you didn't. Please, no more. I must see my brother. Well, please, Major Dunwoody, don't call on me again.
Francis!
Oh, God, I have in ages past our hope for years to come. Be thou our guide where life shall last, and our eternal home.
Miss Frances.
Your father?
Yes, miss.
I saw the smoke, but I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
This was the Skinner's work.
They killed him.
Not killed him, miss, no. He went in his own time, but they burned the house around his body and seized me for the bounty.
You got away?
I did. Father was a dignified man. He deserved dignified burial.
Amen to that.
Never was good at prayers, but that hymn, Father used to sing it all the time. It lives with me in my head.
It makes my blood boil to think those Skinners claim to do their foul work in the name of America.
Every war has its criminals. Just as it has its noble spirits.
That doesn't excuse them.
No, it don't. And I swear on this grave I will make those dogs pay. I shall, Miss Frances.
I'd take a sword to them myself if I could.
I believe you would, miss. Now, better make myself scarce. You best get home, too. The patrols are everywhere, British and American. There'll be more fighting in Westchester before long. Things is getting fierce.
Yes. Harvey, they've taken Henry to the Highlands to stand trial.
Feared as much. You must hold on to hope now. How's your sister bearing up?
Worried about Henry, but excited on her own account because Colonel Wilmere has asked her to marry him.
What? No, miss, there can be.
What do you mean?
There's something you must know about Colonel Wilmere.
Keep up a steady pace. We'll be at headquarters by nightfall.
If we stumble on a British patrol, what will you do then?
If we do run into troops, they'll be American. The road to the Highlands has been secured.
We used to ride this country when we were boys, remember?
Peaceful days. Seems a long time ago now.
I was picturing myself in a uniform even then.
You were always the soldier. I thought I'd be a lawyer or a scholar.
For king and country, I did what most young men of our upbringing did.
You could have changed sides when the revolution started. Plenty who trained in England did.
Not me, Peyton. I swore allegiance to the crown. I could never unswear. Even if I have to hang. Peyton, what are you going to do about Francis?
I don't know. I don't even know what I've done.
Let me ask you something. What does Isabella Singleton mean to you?
Nothing. Not in the sense you're suggesting.
That sounds like there was something.
No. At least not from my side. When I was stationed at headquarters, she was there too, with her father and brother. We danced together a few times, that's all.
She is very beautiful.
Yes, and she knows it. Has she been saying something?
When you were away, she toasted you at dinner. The most handsome man in the American army, something like that.
Damn her! Back in headquarters, I did occasionally feel she had expectations of something between us, but there wasn't. There never was.
You never said anything to encourage her?
No, never.
Did you say anything to discourage her?
Well, that would have been discourteous. Henry, I've been a fool. Isabella Singleton is used to getting what she wants. I should have made it clearer.
Then let's hope you can put it right with Francis.
Lawton will bring your family and the wounded onto headquarters in a day or two. I'll speak to her. I'll speak to her then.
Boy, Wolf. Good boy. Well, I'll send a stable hand to rub you down. What? Hello? Hello, is anyone there? I can hear you. Come out. My God. Sarah, what have you done? We were. I'm too late.
Surely, Francis. I leave today, and when we are betrothed...
You are unspeakable, Colonel Wilmere. Sarah, you must come with me to the house, quickly.
Why? What is it?
You have no right.
Well, I have every right, Wellmere, and you know why. Ouch, Francis. If I were you, Colonel, I should take your pass, get on your horse, and leave this house while you can.
Francis, no!
Well, trust me, Sarah. Come with me. Sarah, darling, there is no easy way to say this. That man, Wellmere, he's already married.
What? No. No, he can't be. We... Oh, my God. No.
Harvey says it's a talk of New York. The woman Wellmere left behind in England has arrived at the British garrison and is demanding to see him.
It must be a mistake.
I don't think so. Harvey says she's in New York now, waiting for him.
It can't be. He can't be right.
You saw Wellmere's face. I don't think there's any doubt.
My God. What have I done? What have I done?
Mr. Wharton, Caesar said you wanted a word.
Yes, yes. Come in, Miss Singleton. Isabella, please, sit. Francis has been out of sorts today, you may have noticed. And I wondered, is there perhaps any connection between this and what happened at dinner last night? Your toast, I mean.
Ah, Mr. Wharton, you've been very kind to me and to my brother, and I think you deserve an honest reply. This is awkward. Francis is a fine young woman.
Major Dunwoody appeared to think so, yes.
Appeared to, yes, a good way of putting it. Francis is the victim of a misperception. She seems to have believed there was an understanding between herself and Peyton Dunwoody, when, in fact, the understanding is between Peyton and myself.
Oh. Oh, I see. And you have explained this to Francis?
Oh, I have. She has been gracious in renouncing all claims to Peyton.
Oh, poor Francis. This is most unfortunate, most unfortunate.
The wounds will heal, Mr. Wharton. It's not unusual for young women to deceive themselves in this way. She'll find another soon enough.
Yes. Well, I thank you for your frankness.
Mr. Wharton! Mr. Wharton, sir! Mr. Skinner! Run!
What? You'll stand still unless you want a pistol ball through your skull. Keep him covered, Isaac.
Yeah, I got him. I've been watching this house. Wealthy gentlemen coming and going. Tories the light of you, I'd say.
No, you're wrong. We are neutral. We are a neutral family.
Oh, yeah. With a son fighting for the crown and Harvey Birch around your door? I don't think so. Look at you. Sons and daughters are privilege. You listen to me. The vengeance of the American people is just, and it is fierce.
Wait, I'm a guest of these people, and my father is a senior American officer.
Yes.
Colonel Singleton.
And you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
All right, now stop. If you stop now and leave us alone, I will speak to the officers at headquarters for you. Say, it was all a mistake.
You'll speak for us? Oh, thank you very much, Your Worship. You think we care about them? You're a worse fool than I thought. Take the jewels and wallet.
No, take your hands off the lady. We'll give you what you want. Here.
Good. Isaac, take that mantle cloth. And that painting, too. I'll keep it covered. Get the boys to take anything valuable to see. Then lock all the room doors.
You're the fool! Captain Lawton is only 10 minutes away. He'll ride you down.
My spies tell me Captain Lawton is up at the head of the valley, chasing the damned Harvey Birch. So no, he won't be along in a hurry.
Got the stuff. Lock the doors now.
Good. Now set a fire in the passageway.
What?
It'll run through the house in no time.
No!
You see some blaze should cover our tracks nicely. Goodbye, Mr. Wharton.
You!
Lock all the doors.
Wait! No!
Let us out! Let us out! There's someone in here!
Smoke coming through. Sarah, help me with the window. Quickly! My God, the shutter's barred on the outside.
Francis,
Oh, God. Open your eyes. Open your eyes, Sarah.
Sarah!
Mr. Walton! Mr. Walton! Give me your hand, sir. I'll pull you out.
Help Miss Isabella first.
Your hand, yes.
Thank God.
Come on, sir.
Oh, well done, Caesar. No, I can manage. Thank you.
Quickly, men. Get buckets. Form a chain from the well.
Mr. Walton, we saw the flames. What happened?
Your damn Skinners. That's what happened.
They are not my Skinners. Americans they may be. Patriots they are not.
Oh, it's taking hold of the whole house.
Come on, men! Move it! Move it!
I don't think we can stop it!
Where are Miss Sarah, Miss Francis?
Sarah's bedroom. I remember I heard voices.
They're still in there?
I think they are.
I'm going in.
Back door, Captain. It's close to the bedroom. I'm a witcher, sir.
Come on, men! Come on!
This way, Captain.
Where's the bedroom?
To your right.
I can't see a thing. Who's that? Who's there?
It's me, Captain Lawton. I've got Miss Sarah.
Harvey Birch? What are you doing here?
Never mind. Never mind that. Take her from me. Careful now. I saw the flames. Guessed it was the Skinners. Caesar, here. Let Miss Francis lean on you.
I'll be all right. Look after Sarah.
Now go. All of you, get out of here quickly.
Roof's about to go.
Get out!
Birch!
Go! Leave me, Captain. With luck, we won't meet again.
Harvey Birch was in there.
Saved your daughter, sir. Whatever else he may be. He's a brave man.
God have mercy on his soul.
No one can survive that, Miss Francis. Not even old Harvey.
Sarah? Sarah?
Here. Put some water around Miss Sarah's face.
Sarah? Oh, she's coming round.
All lit up to receive the flag.
Shh, Sarah.
Colonel Wellmere said that's what they do in England. All lit up.
Sarah, what happened?
It's the shock.
Here, Captain Lawton, help me move her further from the heat.
Mr. Walton, the carts are ready. You must take your place. It's a long ride to headquarters.
Oh, I loved the Locusts, Lawton. It was my parents' home before we moved to New York.
I'm truly sorry, sir. Perhaps when the war's over, you can rebuild the place.
Yes. Houses can be rebuilt, but my God, what this war has done to my family. And for what?
I'm just a soldier, sir. The point of war, as far as I can see, is to win it.
Oh, Captain, you like your morality simple and firm, don't you?
I do, Miss Singleton. Life's simpler that way. Excuse me. All right up front. Keep your eyes peeled, men. We don't know where those damn Skinners ran to.
How's Sarah, Mr. Wharton?
Hasn't said a word to anyone since the fire. She sits there almost as if in a trance.
And Colonel Wellmere?
The stable hand says he rode off just before the fire. It's damned odd. Mm. He seems to have just disappeared.
Miss Singleton, Mr. Wharton, I really must ask you to get up onto the wagon.
Yes.
Here, Mr. Wharton, sir.
Ah, oh, Caesar, the helping hand, as ever. Oh.
Now you, miss.
Good. Now we can move out.
Captain Lawton?
What is it, Miss Francis?
Oh, I'm not sure. In the woods, look. What's that flashing in the sun?
Where?
There, look.
That's the glare of firearms. Those Skinners are back. Take cover, everyone. Flatten yourselves on the wagon, quickly.
Yes. Men, to your muskets. Enemy in the woods.
I want to get off the wagon. We're sitting targets up here. Quickly, let me down.
Keep your head down.
Out of my way, Caesar.
Oh, Isabella, no.
Sit down, sit down.
I want to get off. I want to get off. Isabella!
Get after them, men! Now!
Here, Miss Francis. Put this under her head. I'll fetch a doctor.
Isabella?
Here is a remedy for every pain.
Shh, be still. The doctor will...
Listen. I'm a selfish woman. What I want, I must have. Dunwoody is yours, Francis.
He didn't want my love.
Oh, no, Mother. Shh. Save your strength.
You must listen. I tried to drive a wedge between you. I swear, by no act or word has Peyton ever pledged himself to me. I lied.
Isabella.
Colonel Martin, sir. This is Captain Wharton, His Britannic Majesty's 60th Regiment of Foot, presenting for trial as ordered.
Thank you, Major Dunwoody. And Captain Wharton, the accusation is that... Yes. Being an officer of the enemy, you passed the pickets of the American Army at White Plains in disguise, and have thus subjected yourself to the punishment of a spy. You understand the charge?
I do, sir, and will contest it.
But in 48 hours, you are to be brought here before a panel of military judges.
I seek permission, Colonel, to appear as Captain Wharton's friend and advocate.
Permission granted. You are aware, Captain Wharton, of the only sentence available to us, should you be found guilty.
I am, Colonel. Personally, I should prefer the firing squad to the rope.
Unfortunately, that is not within our power. The hearing will be conducted precisely according to regulations.
Captain Wharton's defense requires the presence of the members of his household, sir. I believe they are about to make the journey.
Very well. Captain, my advice is to spend the time you have thinking carefully about what you will say to us. Escort the prisoner to the guardroom, Major.
Sir.
Sarah, are you all right?
I wish it were me who died.
Oh, don't say that. You have to start again. Put Wellmere behind you.
I know, but... I feel so foolish and so worthless.
Your worth is a great deal more than him, that's for sure. No one knows what happened between you and Wellmere. If people assume he's simply run off, that's fine. When news of his New York disgrace gets out, his walking out will be seen as a lucky escape for you.
I wish that was all there was to it. Did I love him? Well, I thought I did, otherwise I would never have. But if I loved him, surely I'd still love him now.
And you don't?
No. I feel as if he's stolen the very idea of love.
Love's bigger than that. Oh, it's what we feel for each other, you and I. It's what we feel for Henry. You must remember that and be strong. When we get to headquarters, Henry will need us.
I know. I think what I fell for was his poise. The red coat.
Do you think when men put on uniforms and go to war, no matter how just the cause, they have any idea what it does to their families?
No. Francis, will you speak to Peyton?
I'll speak to him, yes. But if Henry is condemned, I don't know that I can ever marry the man who arrested him.
Captain Wharton, you've heard the charge. What were you doing crossing the lines in Westchester?
Sir, Westchester is neutral ground. Its very name implies a right for all to move over its territory.
This court does not recognize the term neutral ground.
Colonel Martin, surely the issue at hand is not whether Captain Wharton tricked our sentries, but whether he did so as a spy. If he did, the consequences are severe. If not, I would contend that he must be treated as any other prisoner of war officer and be paroled, and a prisoner exchange negotiated with the British.
I assume, then, that you will offer evidence that Captain Wharton was not involved in espionage.
We will, sir. The entire Wharton household is present, and they will vouch that Captain Wharton was engaged in a family visit, nothing more.
I see. And yet he was carrying a forged pass.
Sir, Captain Wharton is a spirited young man. There is no denying that he acted imprudently. Foolishly, even. I'm sorry, Henry, but you were foolish. But foolishness does not equate to espionage.
Very well. Let us hear from the servant, Caesar.
I'm here, sir.
Good. Now, when Captain Wharton visited, was he wearing a disguise?
My eyes is bad, sir. I cannot say.
You'll speak straight, Mr. Caesar. Why did he come?
To see Mr. Wharton and his sisters. They had not seen him for 14 months, sir.
Are you sure that the captain was entrusted with no commission from Sir Henry Clinton?
Me, sir? You think Sir Henry would entrust me with such a business?
Colonel Martin, I have known Captain Wharton since we were boys. He says he was on a family visit, and that is good enough for me. Deceit never formed part of his character. He is above it.
So you say, but I do have a question for Miss Frances Wharton.
What Mr. Caesar says is true, sir. My brother had a week's leave. He couldn't bear to think that he was only a day's ride away from us, having not seen us for so long. So he took a risk. I wish now he had not.
Miss Wharton, did your brother tell you in advance that he meant to pay you a secret visit?
No. We knew nothing until he arrived, but what difference does that make?
We shall see.
Miss Frances, you wrote to him, perhaps, urging the visit?
No, that would have been too dangerous.
So he arrived in disguise, completely unexpected?
Well, yes.
And did he leave the house at all?
No.
Did he speak to anyone out of your earshot, or anyone not staying at the house?
No, no one. Well, no one of importance. Only our neighbor, the peddler, Harvey Birch.
Harvey Birch? Miss Wharton, this very court has already ruled that Birch was a British spy.
No,
and your brother, on an unannounced visit from Sir Henry Clinton's garrison, in disguise and using a forged pass, exchanged words with him.
You're twisting her words, sir. It wasn't like
Henry,
that.
Henry, be quiet.
Captain Wharton, this confirms the worst. I believe we are ready to write our verdict.
Well, please, Colonel Martin, they were talking of horse-grooming currycombs.
Enough, Miss Wharton. Gentlemen, pass me your written verdicts. I see. Captain Wharton, you must prepare yourself. Henry Wharton, you are detected as a spy. According to regulations, you shall be executed by hanging at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
No, please!
My boy!
At 9, can we give him no longer?
It is the customary time. Only Washington has the power to extend it, or to pardon.
Henry, I said the wrong thing.
You told the truth, that's all.
Henry, I'm so sorry.
You did your best, Peyton. When the war's over, I think the law should be your life. Peyton, there are things I must ask you.
Name them.
Please, old friend, be a son to my father. Defend him from the stigma of my sentence. Look after Sarah. I think she may need it. And, Frances, forgive me for interfering. Peyton, take Frances and love her.
Henry, please.
Frances, forget me and forgive those you love. It's not Peyton's fault.
He's contributed to your death. He could have let you go.
He could not. We are officers. It's a matter of duty. Had I been in his position, I should have done the same thing.
Well, it's not a question of blame. It's a question of how I feel. I cannot live the rest of my life married to Peyton when, in the back of my mind, I shall see you in that courtroom, condemned to the gallows.
Henry, here is my pledge. Whatever Frances decides, I shall comply with her wishes.
Oh, Peyton, this is such injustice. Is there really nothing more we can do for Henry?
If only I could speak directly to General Washington, but he's nowhere to be found. I've sent out messengers, but he seems to have disappeared off the face of America.
And there's no one else?
Well, to move Colonel Martin and his colleagues would take someone quite out of the ordinary, believe me.
Henry, do you remember when you arrived at the Locusts, our gentleman visitor?
What about him?
When I walked into the road, He left me in no doubt he was a man of influence, and this is the point. He said if ever he could help our family, he would.
Frances, really, I'm not going to pin my hopes on a passing dandy.
Well, he was not a dandy.
Well, who was he? What was his name?
Harper. His name was Harper.
Harper? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
The name Harper crops up constantly here at headquarters. I've been in meetings where Harper's information has changed our entire strategy. I've never met him. I don't know anybody who has, but his name is whispered everywhere. It is said that he's very close to Washington himself. If Washington can't be found to help us, then perhaps this Harper can.
Or perhaps at least you can get a message to him.
Yes. Hold on to hope, Henry. Night will be on us soon. I must make good use of what time we have.
Frances?
Oh, hello, Caesar. I'm getting some evening air. Poor Henry cooped up in that cell is horrible.
Keep a calm soul, miss. Anyone can find help, it's Major Dunwoody.
Mm. Thank you, Caesar. What's that?
What?
Well, something flashing up on the hill, look. Almost as if it was directed at this spot.
Not likely, miss. Who'd be signaling to you?
Or you.
Me, miss? Someone signaling old Caesar? No. Wild old hills, then. Rocks and trees, few sheep paths. Nothing up there concern you, miss. Best go to bed now.
Yes. Soon. I may take a little stroll first through the camp. Calm myself, as you say.
Caesar.
Harvey, you a sight for sore eyes. We thought you was dead. How'd you get past the sentry?
Waited till they was eaten. You saw my signal?
Uh-huh. Master Henry all alone, except for one guard. Miss Frances gone for a walk.
Damn, couldn't you stop her?
You ever tried stopping Miss Frances, Harvey?
Yeah, well, I guess she'll do no harm. Shine your lantern. How do I look?
Like one fine brimstone, holy roller, old-time preacher.
Then follow me, pilgrim, for judgment awaits us all. Quickly, put on this cloak and hood.
Oh, good moon. Bright stars, I'm in luck. Sheep path. That flash came from that way, I'm sure. Keep moving.
Do this, Peyton. And any responsibility you may feel for my death is absolved. You will have done your duty. With every affection, Henry.
Preacher and his servant come to see you, Captain.
I don't want a preacher.
Come, Captain Wharton. Even a spy deserves absolution. God bless you, trooper. Close the door behind us, as a good man.
I don't know who the hell sent you, but you can go back where you came from. I can make my own peace.
That is no way to talk to a man of God, Captain.
Fudge! We thought you died in the fire!
No, quietly, Captain. Now see who I brought with me. Off with the hood, man.
Eden, Captain.
Caesar.
We're here to get you out.
Escape? But Dunwoody believes there's a chance this man Harper...
Captain Wharton, you must trust me. Unless you get out with me right now, you hang tomorrow, no question. Now take the cloak and hood from Caesar. You must swap clothes.
What?
Into the bag, Caesar.
What's this?
A wig and a parchment mask. It'll serve well enough in the dark.
What about Caesar? When they find him?
I'll tell him Harvey forced me gunpoint. Now hurry.
That's it. Wrap the cloak around you.
You think there's no chance of Hop obtaining a reprieve?
As sure as if I'd have heard it from him myself. Not a chance.
Well, if you're sure. Caesar, make sure this letter is left in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
It's for Major Dunwoody.
Good luck, Captain Walton.
Move quickly and we may avoid a hanging. Trooper!
Sir?
Madame Fool Servant forgot to bring the most important book of all.
Forgot the Bible, sir?
Oh, no, the Christian criminal's last moments for them who die a violent death. Do you have a copy here?
Never heard of it.
We shall have to go back for it.
As you say, sir.
And leave the prisoner be a while. Yes, much to think about.
Damn this moonlight. Ride steadily after me, Captain, as a servant should. Don't turn around. I can look back as if I'm talking to you.
Surely, if we make a dash for it, we could be off the road and into the scrub before they notice us gone.
How long do you think that miserable Dutch horse would hold his speed pursued by the Lorton's Virginians? Every foot we gain without giving the alarm counts a day in our lives.
What can you see?
See the sentinel in the field, a little ahead of us. He's eyeing us a little too keenly.
I wish I could throw off these clothes.
Wait a little. If you need a warning, look to your left.
A gallows.
Prepared for you. Now keep your mouth shut. Evening, trooper. And the night's getting cooler.
Aye, sir. Godspeed you.
Thank you, trooper. Come on, man. Keep up. He's gone. Now keep up the trot. Look out, Captain. Get yourself ready. There's a ruckus back at the camp.
Sound the alarm.
What is it, sir? What's happened?
The prisoner's escaped. That damn preacher.
Bugler! The alarm!
He passed by a few minutes ago, sir, with his servant.
That was no servant. That was Captain Wharton.
Bring me my horse!
How many men do we have?
Only what's here, sir. The rest are off duty.
All right, let's get after them.
Faster, Captain!
Yeah, yeah!
Gotta get out of the open!
Oh, the snag's blown already!
Just keep her going!
Yeah.
Stay on the tail!
The woods. Now, keep close. Lose me and your dad.
Moon's gone behind a cloud. Can't see where I am.
Now that's good news, Captain Wharton. Nor can they. Kya!
Commotion at the camp. Amazing how sound carries on a still night. Must be getting close to the top. That outcrop. I saw that from below, like a dog's head on the moonlight. If I can make that...
Whoa, whoa there. Steady. Steady.
A few minutes more till the path splits. Then jump off and send the horses down the lower path. Then we climb. Once we're in the rocks, they'll never follow us on horseback. Nor in this darkness.
Where to go on foot?
Best way, Captain. Don't worry. I know these hills like the back of my hand. Move on.
Made it. Smoke. A hut.
Miss Francis.
Mr. Harper.
Caught up with the horses, sir. But they turned them loose. There's no sign of Captain Wharton or the preacher.
Damn, we've been tricked.
They'll be up in the rocks there somewhere laughing at us.
We can't take the horses up there, sir.
No, hope it's in the dock. Head back to camp. We'll come after them in the morning.
Sir.
They won't get far on foot.
Listen to me. What you see and hear this night, you must keep secret. You understand?
I think so, yes.
Good. Francis, I have arranged for your brother to escape.
Oh, Dunwoody said you would help. He was sure you would have the sentence overturned.
Then he was wrong. The sentence must stand. Escape was the only solution I could arrange.
But surely he'll be recaptured. When Major Dunwoody hears he has gone, he'll consider it his duty to bring Henry back.
Well, I'll see to that. Dunwoody will receive fresh orders. Congress has better tasks for him than hunting down your brother.
Then Henry is safe.
Only when he reaches the British lines. At the moment, he's on his way here with the peddler Harvey Birch.
Harvey Birch? Then he's not dead. I knew there was something odd. But from what you say, you're an agent of the American Congress, and Birch is a British spy.
Beware appearances, Miss Francis. Harvey Birch is no British spy, and, I am rather more than an agent.
Not an agent, then...
I do like to think I am an honest man, but sometimes disguise and deceit are necessary. Well, if I remove my cloak, then perhaps...
General! You are General Washington.
Francis, I saw when we first met, when your family sheltered me from the storm, that you have your heart set firmly on the revolution.
I do, yes.
Can I trust in you? Lives depend on it, you understand?
Of course. I swear, as God is my witness, I swear.
I know the needs and the means of espionage. Both sides in the war use spies. My task is to obtain the best intelligence and to prevent people giving the British information about us. That's why I had to uphold Henry's sentence. We cannot have British officers dressed as civilians moving freely behind our lines. But, of course, I could see that Henry was not a spy. Escape was the only answer.
And Harvey is your servant?
Well, Harvey Birch is my main conduit of intelligence from New York, from the British garrison. Sir Henry Clinton thinks Harvey serves the crown. So do my own officers. That's how it must be. But Harvey serves the American cause. Always has done. Should the truth be revealed, his life and the lives of all my agents in New York would be forfeit, and our own war effort much diminished. They're coming. Captain Wharton must not see me. There's a cave at the back of this hut. Keep your brother away, but see that Birch comes to me.
Henry!
By the stars, Birch, why didn't you tell me?
Well, how could I, Captain? I am as surprised as you are.
Well, good evening, Preacher Birch.
Blessings on you, miss. Is there some fruit to hand?
Captain Wharton's still eating.
Yes. He'll need his strength, but we can't stay long. I have two fresh horses tethered nearby. We need to get moving. Captain Lawton had only a small force and no time to consider. My guess is that when Major Dunwoody learns what has happened, he'll act immediately, sending patrols along all the main roads to cut us off whenever we come out of the woods.
I'll have new orders dispatched to Dunwoody, but to do that will take a little time.
Seems to me the whole of Westchester's alive with troops.
Oh, yes, and wandering irregulars, switching sides with every change in wind. Harvey, the battle is about to boil over. I can't afford to have you caught. You've been too close to me. You must lie low for a while, perhaps until the war is over. You know, don't you, that the secrecy which shrouds your activities can't be lifted for years. Too many lives and reputations are at stake. And for you, I'm afraid things may become very difficult.
I have thought about that. It does hurt to know that if we're on the path to victory, the chances are I'll be remembered only as a British spy. But so be it. I knew what I was doing.
I know you've refused money before, but you are due payment. I wish you'd take it.
No. If I am to be vilified, I'd prefer to know that I did not take America's gold.
Francis, I don't know what part you played in all this, but you are a remarkable woman.
I think we're both a bit headstrong, Henry. Maybe it's a family trait.
Then it's a dangerous one. Perhaps it's what makes you and I so close, despite everything.
Perhaps. Well, all I know is I want you out of here and safe.
My God, what have I brought on you all? You and Peyton and Paul Foss.
The best way to help our family is to concentrate on your own escape. Send a message from New York saying you're safe. That alone will put years back on Father's life.
I'll do my best.
Time to go now, Captain. I'd like to be at the coast by dawn.
I must be on my way. Follow the sheep path ahead of you. It's safe. Keep moving downwards until you see the lights of the camp. The path leads out onto the road. Your task is to stop Major Dunwoody from setting out in pursuit of your brother before my changed orders arrive. They will take perhaps 2 hours.
A strange task. Deceive my lover to save my brother.
You love them both?
With all my heart.
Then use any means. And, Francis, one more thing. Birch has risked his life for America. He's risked it twice over for your brother. Things may go hard for him. Take this note. If after the war my words can help Harvey's reputation, use it. Quickly now. On your way.
Hard work till we're on the plane, Captain Wharton. The going will be easier then.
Wolves!
The least of our worries, sir. Once we crested the hill, our task is to make the coast without running into a patrol.
The coast?
There are British ships anchored in the sound. Reach them, and you're safe.
Where have you been?
Oh, I was restless. I took a walk and got lost.
Harper isn't to be found. I searched, sent messages, nothing. Then I get back to find Henry escaped, Caesar left in his place, and this damn letter.
What does it say?
Peyton, life is too precious to be trusted to uncertainties. I beg you again, look after my father. He will be reproached for the supposed crime of his son. Take care of my sisters. Overcome Francis's objections and marry her this night. and become at once brother, son, and husband. I say this night because if, as seems likely, I am to hang, I should like to die knowing that whatever happens, my foolishness has not prevented my dear sister being with the man she loves. Do this, Peyton, and any responsibility you may feel for my death is absolved. You will have done your duty. With affection, Henry. Why does he ask me? It's you who refuses to marry.
Then, Peyton, will you allow me an hour to consider?
So there is a chance.
What chance? Yes, but... Well, I need some time.
An hour? No, I cannot. I must make every effort to bring Henry back.
Well, half an hour, then. That can do no harm.
Very well. Yes, I'll prepare my dragoons and we'll come to you then.
Easier riding now, Birch.
Aye. Not a light anywhere. That's what we want, Captain Warden.
You seem to know every inch of this territory.
When you've walked the land as a peddler, sir, you know every hill from the way the straps of your pack bite into the shoulders. You see that dark shape up ahead?
Uh-huh.
It's the final ridge before the sound. We'll be there by dawn.
My troopers are ready, Francis, and I've already sent Lawton's platoon off along the low road towards the coast. With me behind and Lawton in front, we're sure to trap him. I am sorry.
It's your duty. I know.
Have you reached a decision?
Yes. I shall marry you.
Oh, Francis. We'll announce our betrothal tonight and set a date for 2 weeks' time. No, 1 week.
No. No, it must be precisely as my brother requested. We marry tonight or not at all.
But...
Well, it's as Henry says. Marry me tonight and you will indeed have done your duty. Well, is the army chaplain on hand?
Yes, I saw him earlier.
Well, then bring him and witnesses and meet me here in 50... No, in 20 minutes. I need to collect my father and Sarah.
Very well. Another hour can't make so much difference. We'll do it. But we must be as quick as we can.
Oh, of course we must.
You're sure you want to do this, Francis?
Of course she's sure.
Please, Sarah. Francis, I know you love Peyton, but with all that's happened...
Well, thank you, Father. You're right to ask, but yes, I am sure.
Major Dunwoody. Chaplain, we're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Wharton. Excuse me, sir.
Not now, Trooper.
Sorry, sir. Urgent orders for you.
Let me see.
What does it say?
It's from Washington. I'm absolved from recapturing Henry.
What?
Apparently they're expecting British raiding parties near the coast. I'm to set off tomorrow.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, Francis, my hands are clean.
And we have until tomorrow morning.
Dawn's creeping. Soon be full sunrise.
This half-light always makes me uneasy.
Aye. Hard to know what's a shadow, what's more solid. Especially under these pines. It's Americans. Keep down. Give me my spyglass.
Here.
It's Lawton's troopers. They're resting in the dip.
You're sure it's Lawton?
Yeah. He's stomping around like Hercules. I know that huge form anywhere. And this is what we'll do. You carry on down the path behind us. It'll lead directly to the coast. I'll meet you at the cliffs in an hour.
What are you going to do?
To make sure Lawton's men don't come over the hill in this direction.
Good morning, Mrs. Dunwoody.
Good morning, husband.
I don't want to go.
No.
But I must. I'll rendezvous with Lawton and his platoon and search out those raiders.
Peyton, please. Be careful. I don't want to lose you after everything.
Don't worry. It should be straightforward. From what I can see, we have the numbers.
Come back to me.
Who's there?
A friend, preacher. Put down your pistol.
No. I feel more comfortable with this
Skinner.
Whoa. True enough, Preacher, I did ride with the Skinners, but I'm a changed man. I seek only a just cause to pledge myself to the crown, and I hear there are royal forces hereabouts.
Royal forces, you say?
Yeah.
You're right. There are.
And where may they be?
Over the hill there, into the next dip. You'll find just men there. Now walk on and don't turn back. My pistol is on you.
What? No blessing?
Huh? A little from the scriptures. Mercy is for the elect alone. And Jack Lawton is not a man for mercy.
Sir! We caught this man on the edge of camp, sir!
My God. Mr. Skinner. You murdering dog.
Sergeant, are the men ready to ride?
Aye, sir.
Good. All seems quiet here. You can take them for a recce south. I'll stay here.
And the prisoner, sir?
Oh, string a rope over a branch before you go. Well, I'll watch him swing.
Aye, sir.
Bring a rope and a horse.
No, please. I'll tell you anything. How to surprise my brother's band.
Liar. Say a prayer.
God. Mercy.
I promised you, Father. May God forgive me. I said he would pay.
Steady pace, men. Keep the horses fresh. We've time on our side.
Sir! Sir!
What is it, Trooper?
Message from headquarters, sir. The British force is much bigger than expected. They brought horsemen up from the pass, and there's some action out at sea.
Lawton will be isolated.
Double time now, men. Captain Lawton needs us. Cap!
I'm sorry I caused so much trouble, Birch. More than that, I'm sorry I doubted you.
Oh, you hang on to doubt, sir. Doubt is very useful in war. Now then, you see those masts in the mist?
Yes.
That's the Dauntless. You should be here.
How do you know?
Shape of the rigging.
And the other ships?
What?
Further off, to the south, where the mist's clearing.
Oh, what in God's name?
Oh, they're letting down longboats, look.
Troop carriers. You better hurry, sir. Get to the Dauntless. Here. Give me a hand to clear these bushes. I keep a small boat hidden. You can row yourself across?
Yes. But, Birch, if you are an agent of Sir Henry Clinton, come with me. You'll be safe there.
No, Captain. Thank you. I've still got work to do here. Now, give me a hand to push her out. Then you hop in. Hurry! Now, move those oars.
Goodbye, Birch. Thank you.
Sergeant! Troopers! Where the hell are they?
Your sergeant and men have gone galloping off after a British reconnaissance patrol, Captain Lawton. I saw them myself. I'd say so, if you don't mind. This musket is loaded and primed.
Harvey Birch.
Back from the dead, I know. No time for that just now, Captain. See, you've chosen a very dangerous place to look out over these cliffs. I assume you were looking for the British ships.
Yes, fortunately there are none.
Unfortunately, there are plenty in the next bay.
What?
I've just been there. The cliff behind you is a sheer drop, and coming up the slope towards us from the south, just over that ridge, are about 200 redcoat horsemen.
So you'll hand me over to them?
Me? An old backwoodsman preacher standing next to a Virginian captain? What makes you think they'd give me time to speak? No, sir, our best bet is to get down behind this rock. Now, come on, quickly. And I'll load you fire.
You'll load for me?
We could do it the other way around, sir, but I'm sure you'd be the better shot. Look, get down! Get down, they've seen us. Here, Captain Lawton, take my gun. Give me yours. Rapid fire.
But I don't understand.
We've more in common than you might think, sir. Hurry now. I'll explain later.
Very well, then. Let's do it.
We were too late. We found their bodies side by side behind a rock riddled with musket balls.
Poor Lawton. Poor Harvey.
I should have saved them, got there sooner. But side by side, they'd been fighting together. I don't understand it.
I don't suppose there's any harm in you seeing this now. Huh? Read it.
Harvey Birch is a faithful... Harvey Birch is a faithful and unrequited servant of America. And it's signed by Washington. But Birch helped Henry, a British officer, escape. How did you get this?
It was entrusted to me. I can't say more than that. This is a civil war, Peyton. There are sure to be contradictions. Surely it's possible to be true to family and friends and still have some greater political cause.
I guess you're right. If not, we're all doomed. Did you tell your father and Sarah about Henry's message?
Only that he was in New York and safe. The part about Wellmere being sent back to England in disgrace, I thought, should wait a while.
Very wise. Oh, I shall miss Jack Lawton. Do you think when the war is over, the wounds will be healed? Our differences mended?
America's glorious evening after a stormy day.
What?
Well, just something Harper put in my mind. With nations and people, anything can happen. But for my own family, yes. I think we'll be all right. I truly believe that.
In The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper, Harvey Birch was played by Bern Gorman, Francis by Rose Leslie, and Henry by Alex Waldman. Mr. Wharton was James Lely, Sarah, Francine Chamberlain, Mr. Harper, Timothy Watson, and Caesar, Richard Peppel. Peyton Dunwoody was Simon Bubb, Captain Lawton, Gerard McDermott, The Skinner, Adam Billington, Isabella Singleton, Victoria Inez Hardy, and Colonel Martin, Paul Moriarty. The Spy was dramatised by DJ Britton and directed by Sasha Yevtushenko.
Original British drama on BBC One. In the conclusion to the two-part adaptation of a novel by Sebastian Foulkes, Love and War rage on.
You must strive to win for your families, for your king, and for your country.
Sir, can we do this? Hold the line!
And only one thing remains.
There is nothing more, sir, to love and be loved.
Isabel!
Birdsong. Tonight at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.